Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. What was it that he misheard the car song?
He heard Pot Pie.
So who's going to drive you home?
Pot Pie.
Pot Pie.
Yeah.
Pot Pie.
Might have been hungry. I'm going to guess on this one. Might have been hungry.
If you hear that in a song, do you think that the girl's name is Pot Pie?
It's funny because when he goes through it, he plays it for you, and that's all you can hear from that point on is Pot Pie.
Yeah. Pot Pie.
So now I just sing it.
Who's going to drive you home, Pot Pie?
Pot Pie, yes.
And he played the regular Cars version?
I believe so. Mm-hmm.
So Colin misheard song lyrics. 1-877-764-2535. Everybody on gets in the running for Brian Regan tickets, Foxwoods, February 27th. Dave in Litchfield.
Hey, good morning. Chaz, AJ, Ashley.
Hi.
You. How are you?
I'm okay.
All right.
You know, these lyrics, Creedence Clearwater Revival, Bad Mood on the Rise.
Bad Mood on the Rise.
I always thought they were saying Bathroom on the Right.
There's a bathroom on the right.
Yeah, that's my very famous misheard song.
My dad always sang that. There's a bathroom on the right.
So, yeah.
I see bad moon rising. I see trouble on the way.
It's funny. When you think it, you'll hear it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think bathroom. There's a bathroom on the right.
Bathroom.
There's a bathroom on the right. No, we're in the bathroom. Bathroom on the right.
All right, man. You're in the running for the tickets. Thank you, brother. Andre in Derby.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Before I get to my pick, I just want to add that Benjamin Orr sang Drive, not Rick Ocasek.
Right.
What did I say? Did I say that?
No, but it's almost like, you know, Brian Adams, you know, the intention was good. But, you know, if John Lennon got shot and they sang Yesterday in the air, it'd be kind of like,
The difference with that is Rick Ocasek wrote the song, and it was the Cars' most famous song.
Yeah,
still the Cars. And he was the driver of the Cars.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. No, the intention is great, and he's, you know, he's cool for doing that. But my pick for a lyric, it's a classic, man, Manfred Mann, revved up like a douche and blinded by the light.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
totally.
I always wondered about that when I heard it, you know?
Yeah.
This song's written by Bruce Springsteen.
Yep.
No way!
Yep. Yeah. Way.
Way, yeah. All right, here we go.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche.
Sorry, it sounds like that.
Yeah.
Wait, what is he saying?
It's revved up like a deuce.
Like a deuce. Explain what a deuce is.
A deuce is a hot rod.
Yeah. Revved up like a douche.
Yeah.
Not wrapped up like a douche.
Right. or wrecked up like a douche.
I didn't even know.
If you're wrecking douches, you need to see a doctor.
All right, Andre, you're in the running. Are we stressing Phil out here? I think he's
probably
about to pop a gasket.
I mean, it's a 6.5-minute video. You can give me a little help.
Well, I didn't know how long it was till right now.
Well, help over here.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. What did you send him? An entire concert?
It's a whole routine.
He just does this little bit about Mr.
Little bit that's 6.5 minutes long, and I'm looking for 30 seconds of it.
You need to go like...
Where is it? Beginning,
through.
Middle, end? Let's start there.
I think it's toward the end.
She thinks toward the end.
But he goes through all of these like different songs and what he hears.
Yeah, but Phil doesn't have enough time to go do all those.
Okay, I'll look for it.
All right. So this all started when we were talking about the Cars song Drive, and this comedian says, Ben Orr sounds like he says, who's going to drive you home? Pot Pie.
Right.
Pot Pie.
Yeah. Pot Pie.
I'm listening now. I don't hear it.
Yeah.
Pot Pie!
Oh, right there?
Yeah.
Pot Pie.
Oh, I thought it was right here. No, that's tonight.
Right.
Yeah. No, listen. So listen. Play that again. You hear it. Yeah.
Who's going to drive you home
tonight? I didn't go back far enough?
Yeah.
No.
Go further.
You can't go on thinking nothing's wrong. What
He's supposed to say, oh, drive. He's saying pot
he
pie.
He does say pot pie.
He does.
Yeah, he's actually saying, oh, drive.
Pot pie.
You know, I think this song needs something. Just something a little.
A little spice up a little
bit. I think this song needs a little pot pie.
A little pot pie. What pot are you
A
saying?
Little pot pie, yeah. Not a big pot pie.
No, just a tiny bit, a little smattering.
A little tiny pot pie.
A little smattering of pot pie. Yeah.
Smattering.
All right, a smattering of pot pie.
Smattering, yes.
All right, now we're doing... oh, you found it? All right, here we go.
If you listen closely, they're actually singing about pot pie. Pot pie, it's what's it go. Nothing's wrong.
Pot pie. Yep, someone was hungry.
Yeah. We're doing misheard song lyrics. 1-877-764-2535. Everybody on gets in for Brian Regan tickets coming to Foxwoods. Barney on the road.
Hey. Eminence Front. If you listen to the chorus, doing the butt.
No. All right, let's see if I can find it. Well, we have a clip of you saying it now. So.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to find it.
A little further down, yeah.
You got the buzz through the middle of the song.
Right. The middle of the song.
Yeah. All right, hold on.
I think I know this one, yeah.
I don't know if I know this one.
I think it's Pete Townsend.
It was my boss's favorite song, and I ruined it for him.
Yes.
iTunes. They want a million clicks. All right. But where is it?
What was it going to say?
Front? Towards the middle.
Yeah, towards the middle part.
All right, coming up. Here we go.
Put it in my butt.
Yeah. Emmett front butt! Emmett front butt! Yeah.
Wait, right here?
Wait.
What do you think he's saying?
Doing the butt or sticking the butt, and then when he puts the move on.
Put it in the butt, yeah. Put it in the butt, yeah.
No, it sounds like living in his butt.
Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah, living.
It's living in his butt.
I heard it's another man's butt. It's another man's butt.
It's living in his butt. Where's that gas from?
It's living in his butt. It's another man's butt.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah, there's been some rumors.
We're putting you in the running. How's that?
Yes,
that sounds great. Thank you.
All right, I almost said we're in the butt.
Right,
Dennis in Meriden. He has a misheard song lyric. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
What's happening, brother?
So I got Rage Against the Machine. Do what they told you.
Right.
I think it sounds like Dude with a Tow Truck.
They got a dude with a tow truck. They got a dude with a tow truck. They got a dude with a tow truck. They got a dude with a tow truck. Tow you away. Yeah. Man, you pay.
It's like New Haven's theme song.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
For years, I used to scream dude with the tow truck singing in my car.
I like that better. They got a dude with the tow truck. Dun-dun, dun-dun. They got a dude with the tow truck. Dun-dun, dun-dun. They got a dude with the tow truck.
Let's hear that.
What they told you. Now you do what they told you.
Yeah, the more they get into it, the more.
Gotta do with the tow truck.
Yeah.
Gotta do with the tow truck. 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 Tow you away! Make you pay!
He starts swearing there, so I can't play the rest.
Yeah, thank you.
It's just F you for like another 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, I love that song. That's a great song.
All right, you're in and running. Thank you, brother.
All right, thanks, guys.
They play it at weddings. It's great. Proms.
Jennifer.
Chaz.
Good morning, hon.
Good morning, guys. So, you know, remember the song Dancing Queen by ABBA?
Yes.
So I thought it was, see that girl, watch her scream. kicking the Dancing Queen.
Well, if like, she was jealous and lost it, I think she would.
It's like a riot.
Exactly right. Yeah. Like, she's jealous this person, she's going to kick the Dancing Queen, yeah.
Wow, they're kicking the Dancing Queen.
Kicking the Dancing
Queen. Think about it.
It would be a lot more entertaining. It really would.
Stop dancing.
Right.
You're just weird.
Doesn't
you know?
It sound like that?
No.
Do you still sing that?
Either the artist.
I do.
Either the artist are pronouncing or a good sign of alcohol.
Well, yeah.
What does it do?
You know, and I never bothered to look up the lyrics until a few years ago. I just always sang that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You wonder why your friends all of a sudden like stepped away from you?
Yeah. You're just weird.
Well, I used to make up lyrics that We Are the Champions when I was a little girl.
Oh. You can only imagine what that would be.
Do we want to know, or do I have to guess, or?
No time for losers. No time for losers. We are the champions. When I was a little girl, I used to say, "Hosapalooza, we are the champions."
All right, I'm turning red for you.
Is she feverish? Yes.
I think she's got a lovely voice.
I think she has a fever.
All right, I'm going to go now.
All right, goodbye.
Took herself out.
Love you.
Just gave herself the cane.
You know when you think it's funny in your head and then you say it and you're like, oh, crap.
Unfortunately, it can't be unheard.
That's what just happened to Jennifer.
Can't be unheard.
That was 0 for 3. Wrong lyrics, bad tune, not funny.
We may not hear from her for a while.
I love it.
Self-exile begins now.
That was great.
My face is warm for her.
I thought she did great.
Oh, she did great.
Yes, she did.
Who should we go to next?
I don't know.
On three, that's a classic one, I think.
Oh, right. Let's do that. Mm-hmm. Ron in Miller Place, Long Island.
Hey! Morning, guys. Love the show.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks, sir.
I got the classic for you. It's Jimi Hendrix and Purple Haze.
Yep.
Right.
Kiss this guy.
Yeah. It does sound like that.
That's actually a title of a book of misheard lyrics. Excuse me, while I kiss this guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. It's gonna take us a while.
There's nothing wrong with that. In today's world. Just saying.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
You know, it's too entitled to adults. You know.
All right, we're putting you in the running. Thank you.
All right, well, take care. Thanks.
What did he say? Something about baking?
Yeah, no idea. I'm baked.
Excuse me while I kiss this guy. It really sounds like
that.
It doesn't sound a little like it. It sounds exactly like it.
Right.
But that little echo doesn't help it.
No.
And you know, there's a guy going, "Hey, man, me!"
Right.
Hey, man, me!
Whatever it is, that girl put a spell on me.
So many people when they heard that song were like, what the hell happened to music?
Right. God's sake, man. Yeah. Kissing guys.
Do you remember that Delamitri song in the 90s?
I don't remember Delamitri at all.
I used to love that
Delamitri
song.
They had like two hits.
Roll to Me. I thought they were, I know the title of the song is Roll to Me, but I kept thinking they were saying the wrong me in the chorus. So I would belt that out. I'm not going to do it now, but I used to.
And we appreciate that. Thank you.
He looked at me.
Wrong and you can't, oh my God, this band.
Write them
the wrong me. And I don't think I have ever seen a soul so in despair.
By the way, Demetrius wrote this. Says, hey, look, so recognize this.
This song is good. Admit it.
Man, I forgot about these guys.
Yeah. There's a guy at a car wash going, hey, this thing is good.
Yeah.
Wow.
So bad.
I'm definitely picturing this is in Ashley's head 100% of the day.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She's just driving around, like, bopping along to this.
Yeah.
Driving around, like, in a meeting.
Right. That look on her face earlier.
She's like, why don't we have this guy on? I'm like, I just told you.
Yeah.
You listen to Delamitri in your head?
Yeah. Apparently so. Where it never stops.
What was the other song? Did they do the Friends theme song?
No, it's Rembrandt's.
Oh, Rembrandt's,
yeah.
Right.
Who was they're very like, you know.
What was the other song Delamitri had? Getting off track
here. The Right Me?
Nothing Ever Happens. Always the Last to Know. Kiss This Thing Goodbye. I don't know.
I don't know.
Couldn't tell you.
I would
that
hear
was
it.
A career. Yeah,
like if I heard it, yeah. I would know.
Kiss Thing Goodbye.
Tell Her This, Be My Downfall. Driving with the Brakes On. I don't
this
know.
Song
any of
I
these songs.
Misheard for a long time.
What was that? Oh.
I thought he wasn't saying magic. I thought he was saying, oh, 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 my dick.
My dick. Well, if something worth singing about, I'd be that.
You know, my brother's dick.
Oh.
Ho, ho, it's
my dick.
So you couldn't let it go by itself once?
I'm sorry. I get too excited.
Well, you ruined it.
I'm sorry.
Had to go take a selfie over it.
That's my job. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's like that Shania Twain song. That's in that bit, too, that comedy bit. I can't believe you kiss your at night. I don't know if I can say that on the air. Instead of car, it's a four-letter. I don't know. Can I say it?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Okay. Yeah. But it's similar.
But go ahead. No,
okay.
Definitely don't.
Okay.
Are you talking about kissing chickens again?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Definitely don't say that.
All right. What's over here? Patrick in Southington.
Yeah, good morning again. How you guys doing?
Good.
It's like Popeye.
Okay, this one goes back to the bubblegum era. And it goes, Marzidotes and Dozidotes and Little Amzy Diet.
That's beyond that. My dad said he was a little kid. In like the 1940s.
AJ, I was going to run you down to Jagster, but I am old enough to be your dad.
That's good to know. Thank you.
How old are you?
68.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Hey, Dad. How you doing? How's it misheard?
Any cool points we got yesterday for playing Moving in Stereo on a vinyl we just lost?
Oh, God.
Faraz Sabrian, he's a singer-songwriter, emergency medical physician at Yale and Manchester. Overachiever, right? How old are you?
I am 28 years old, just turned 28.
Man, 28.
Very excited.
It's like, come on, dial it down.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Yeah.
Save some for the rest of us.
Yeah, really. Sake, you're making the rest of us look bad.
Smoke a joint, for God's sake.
Right, but he's from West Haven.
Yes.
Really cool guy.
Yes.
Writes a song, and it goes bananas on, what was it?
It just all these like DJ websites and things like that, and then finally started hitting some mainstream radios as well, which was awesome.
And I'm like, well, let's get the vice president of programming of this company on it. Maybe we can get it played here. This is what radio is all about.
Of course.
Wow. That would be next level.
He's on the phone right now. Hey.
Hey, I told Phil you're going to be mad. I'm on Bluetooth in like a bad area, but here I am.
He's always in a good mood, by the way. Just, you know.
This is him happy.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. This is good mood. Yes.
Hello.
We think you should take this song and put it on one of your Connecticut radio stations.
Well, there's only one Connecticut radio station that plays new songs. So
right.
Do you mean that one?
Yes.
All right. Well, I need to hear the song. I got to have a discussion with the actual program director. There's a lot of steps. Is it good?
The actual program director is Kevin Begley.
Yeah. So he's the one who actually makes the day-to-day decisions on that radio station. I oversee at 35,000 feet. Don't you remember that?
No, I know. You're big high on the mountain of the corporate ladder
right,
now.
Yeah, why are you talking to us?
But I do believe if you said, Kevin, we should play this song, Kevin would be like, you know what? That's funny. I think we should play this song, too.
That's true. Like a minor bird. Like a minor bird.
No, yesterday I wanted to put in a song, and he said no. So we picked a different song.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah, right. We meet every Monday and discuss what goes in and what goes out, but we air to him. What he says goes.
I think it's a great story,
yeah.
And I think that's what local radio is about, is making artists. Like, I was reading about Rick Ocasek in Boston and how BCN took his songs. They started playing the version before the Cars.
Yeah.
Rick Ocasek. Yeah.
Yeah.
And BCN broke so many artists in other stations' pickup because if you're not going to get the support of your local radio station, then who are you going to get
right.
the support from?
Exactly.
These kids from West Haven.
Right. You're supporting,
I call him a kid.
You're supporting,
he's a young man.
A poor, broke doctor.
Right. It's a great story. All right. We're going to send it to you. You should listen to it.
You don't want to play it for me over my Bluetooth?
No, because I know you'll just be grumpy and you'll be... No.
Yeah.
You're not going to make a decision now.
It sounds like a one-tooth, actually.
Yeah.
Go back to your Starbucks drive-thru. Yeah. We know
that's
where
right.
you are.
Yeah.
Get the double latte.
No, he goes to Dunkin' Donuts now.
Scone.
Yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts in the morning. I have Dunkin' Donuts in the morning.
There you right. go, see?
All right.
You're a good
thank
man.
You.
But I'll listen to it. I'll definitely listen to it.
I emailed right. it to you.
Yeah. Excellent.
Bye.
Bye.
Yes. We got him in a good mood. You're in luck.
I'm excited.
I think he likes the idea.
Yeah.
Right.
You can tell in his
it's
voice.
It's hard
no,
to tell.
He didn't
and,
curse.
And once he hears the song, he'll be like, oh, this song is great.
Exactly right.
And I was talking to Faraz off the air. Like every musician, I've gone through it where you record something and you think it's great. You're
yeah.
like, oh, this is so great. But it really isn't.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm like, didn't you know when you recorded this that this really is great?
Yeah.
No, not at all. I was like, oh, this is I love music and this is a song and this is just a song that I wrote. I was no expectations.
How
at
did
all.
You write the song?
So back when I was doing medical school, I went to Miami and just kind of moved there by myself and built a little friend group there. And we would go out to this place called Sidebar, which has since then closed. And I remember there was this really pretty girl there and she was much hotter than I can ever get in my life.
Aren't they
I had no money at that time. I had $40
right.
to my name.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, let me buy you a drink. She's like, nope. I'm like, oh, sounds good. So so then I'm like, you know, all I got is I'm a good dancer. So I just started dancing like near her with my friends and I got she gave me 2 minutes. She gave me 2 minutes on the dance floor.
Like an audition.
And exactly.
Oh, wow. Like an audition,
exactly.
Yeah.
It was like
right.
Dirty Dancing.
Right, exactly.
And
right.
It was like,
yes.
It was like, you know, 2:30, 3 a.m. in Miami in the middle of this like sweaty dance floor.
So sort of critical time, yes.
And we danced and it was amazing. And then she just disappeared. And throughout that dancing, I was like, wow, she's so fantastic. Oh, we're going to get together. Probably going to get married.
We're going to have some teenage New Jersey children.
Some kids.
Right. 2.5 children.
Your life does.
This is a
eyes.
Great video.
I'll buy a minivan.
Right? Because you think all this is happening in the video, and then at the end of the song, you realize it was just a dream.
Right.
It's just a dream.
Like, at the end of the video, she walks away.
Or she was a man.
And you're just on the dance floor like, ah, crap, that was just a dream.
Yeah.
And that's it. And that's what the song was about. It was just dance with me and for that one moment. And that's it. And that was the inspiration behind it.
You should make a dance with me. I'll give you money.
Yeah. Ooh, that escalates it. That brings it to another level.
I will pay you
that's
for
a different
your
bar.
Love.
That's a different bar,
that's your next single. I will pay you for your
different
love.
Bar. Yeah. We have a million things to talk to him about, so we're going to have him back. He got tear gassed at Dave Matthews'
Ooh,
concert.
Beg pardon, really.
And who goes hiking wearing Armani leather? Right?
Doesn't everybody?
Oh, see that was interesting. So you know,
we don't have enough time for these. Stories.
Yeah, say the story.
So job one is we're going to get the music over to the boss.
Yeah,
but we'll have you back and we'll tell these.
We'll
stories.
Make another appointment.
Amazing.
We'll make another appointment with you.
Yeah,
that would be
we'll
great.
We'll make another appointment with the doctor.
Gotta speak, doctor.
The
speak.
Doctor is in.
Doctor speak. You got to write a little note too that we read. Yeah,
right, I'll give you a work note for it. You.
And we'll link up to all your stuff at WPLR.com. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Thank
guys.
You.
Thanks for
good,
having
good
me.
Good luck, man. Emotional support. Monkeys.
Oh, there you go.
Yay.
See? There you go. Why not? But do you want emotional support in monkeys? They freak out. They throw poop.
Yeah, I don't feel like they're going to lend emotional support.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, they freak out, man. Everybody's covered in dung.
Nope, they're really cute. And they nuzzle in your hair and they sit on your shoulder.
Yes, and then they get really mad.
And then you can share your banana with them.
And they rip their face off. Yeah.
St. Louis woman. And her doctors say her three emotional support monkeys are vital to her mental well-being.
Three.
Three. Not one, not two, but three.
Three emotional support monkeys.
But her neighbors worry the primates are dangerous.
Huh.
She lives with three monkeys, which are all registered as emotional support animals. Registered as what? Like what? Where do you... What, you went online and bought three little vests?
Right.
Oh,
which is not easy to find.
Please.
You have to be tailored,
I
by the
see
way.
These. I Oh, please.
It's got to be tailored, just so you know. Just saying. Can't just shop for monkey wear.
And I'm going to need backup on this. Can anyone call and tell me how easy it is to get a vest for a dog that like suggests that it's an emotional support
for a relative animal? I heard it's pretty easy.
A relative?
Yeah, you can go online.
Yep.
Phil, can you Google that? Emotional support animal vest.
Darby will be in studio tomorrow.
Yeah, really?
Right. It's bananas. Now this lady has three monkeys.
Yeah.
Three monkeys.
Emotional support weed dealer.
They're all registered as emotional support animals.
Nice.
Is this her at a city council meeting?
Yes, it is.
Okay, she's at a city council meeting making her case.
They are not dangerous animals. They are trained. They assist me. I have PTSD because of something that happened to me. A very bad thing that happened to me a long time ago.
What bad thing happened? You slipped a banana peel? What happened? What? Bad thing happened to her, Chaz. Now she's
we'll leave it at that. Monkeys. We'll give her the benefit of the doubt. Something bad happened. But here's the thing. Something bad's happened to everybody.
It's true.
Yes. She could have done better arguing her case.
It's true, yeah. I mean, I had a bottle rocket blow up on my back.
Voluntarily.
I don't have any monkeys. Yet.
We are in the monkey cage.
I would like to question this woman a little bit.
Yes.
Like, okay, they're all trained. Are they trained to do what?
Yeah, what do they
like,
do?
Cut your hair and like brush your teeth.
Right. One threads a needle.
One's combing your eyebrow.
One makes her eggs in the morning. Right. Exactly. Right.
They pick the bugs from your hair.
Right. Right. Yes. Yeah. And you ticks on her, man. No, 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 no. Yeah. Exactly.
Right. If you get a flat tire, do they run out, jack
trunk
up the car?
Trunk monkey!
It's like a little like NASCAR pit crew.
Yeah. Trunk monkey. Yeah.
Jack up the car.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. This one here will check your oil. And fill it.
Yes. One's handing you a lug wrench with its tail.
Right. When you're drunk, one will drive you home. That's nice. It's good.
One has a wheel. The other one has a pedals.
Exactly. Right. Because they were in support. The one with keep an eye. Yep.
Some go out gardening. Come out with a little basket.
Exactly. Right.
Picking tomatoes.
Right.
I think that sounds fantastic.
You got to see them shoveling the snow with a little shovel. Yep. The little scars
on. Well, the three of them line up and they march together. So. Right. By the time you know your driveway's done.
Exactly. Yep. They put your tanning lotion on for you at the pool. Getting lathered by a monkey. Monkey! Monkey!
The best is when they do the work on the car.
Yeah.
Right.
True. They do trips like nobody else, man. You see them gap those plugs.
They probably clean the house.
Pretty cool, too. Change the gears and rear end.
Well, one has to stand on the other's shoulders to push the vacuum.
Exactly. Right. But when they do it, they have music playing. Yep, exactly.
They put on the little maid costumes.
Yep.
Outfits.
Hey.
AJ was just going to say something, and then he realized.
I said, nah, I probably shouldn't go there. Yeah.
No, shouldn't go there with monkeys.
I'm good that way, yeah. No one
did you
when.
Find out anything?
You can receive your ESA, Emotional Support Animal, letter within 2 business days. And the process is simple and efficient. Just complete the pre-screening. Get connected with a licensed mental health professional. Once you're approved, your letter's mailed out.
What about the vest? How much do you
cost? No, but that's what I'm saying. You don't even need that. All you need is that vest.
Yeah.
In the state of Connecticut, that's what you need.
But you don't, because they don't question you.
Don't. Right.
I've been to restaurants where the dog comes in. It's got a vest on. It doesn't even say anything. It's just like a certain color. It's either blue or red.
Yeah.
And like no one questions it.
No.
Because what are you going to do? Say, you can't come in here. Yeah, but this is emotional support. Yeah, well, where's your papers?
It becomes an S.
Now you become that person.
An
so people
S-show,
would rather
yeah.
just look the other way.
Exactly right.
Never Connecticut mind. Does not have a law against falsely claiming a dog as an emotional support animal.
Of course not.
However, if you are found, your rights to that animal cease. So you might lose the dog.
They impound your dog.
Oh, and that'll never happen.
No. Right.
And they go to the
dog
impound.
That would be headline news across the country.
Oh, if that ever happened. The dog impound, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Animals that are not fully housebroken are allowed to be restricted from... so, like, just because, like, you have an emotional support animal, you can't just be like, it's coming with me. Like, if it's not housebroken, if it's, like, just, like, some weird animal, like a monkey, it can't just, like, go into a restaurant.
Yeah. That's way outside in the car. With the flashers on.
No, yep. Just bring a little monkey toilet.
A little monkey toilet.
There's some places you could go. No one would even notice.
Yeah, really.
You know?
Yep.
And there is a difference between an emotional support animal and a service dog. So service dogs can go where anywhere their owner goes.
Gotcha.
Emotional support animals cannot.
Yeah. I was in a restaurant, and look, I love animals.
But?
I know. There's a butt coming, and I'm the bad guy here.
No, you're not.
I'm the bad guy. I'm the bad guy.
You're speaking your
mind. Everybody loves animals. We don't.
Chaz, we don't judge on this show. Unless it's me.
He looked at me when he said that.
Oh, no. I know it's coming.
Unless it's me.
I'm going to get pounded by the tribe.
There we
all
go.
Of a sudden, it's a.
All right, let's go. Old fashioned
get
pound.
Get him.
Old fashioned pound coming up. Here we go.
No, but I'm sick of this wherever I go. Like, there's. You know, it's a, really, is there nowhere I can go where I'm not eating something with dog hair on it? Just really.
Yeah.
You got to bring them everywhere? Really?
Everywhere.
You ate dung beetles last week. Dog hair's better, no?
Just have you there.
It's like, do they have to be able to go everywhere?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Right.
The everywhere?
The bedroom. Honey, just support animal. I thought you'd be alone. Sorry.
I don't know. You know, when I pick up my cat after a tough day, it's the best feeling. I don't deny that. But I don't say, I'm bringing this cat wherever I go now because it makes me feel good.
I shall clutch my kitty.
You people are going to have to deal with this because it makes me feel good.
As I drive, I clutch my kitty. I shall clutch my kitty everywhere.
Oh, you know.
Yeah.
Look, if I go out to a nice restaurant, do I have to have a dog licking his butt right next to me?
Seriously, yeah. Well, kills the taste of the food. I gave a piece of your food. What happened over here? Trying to kill the taste.
I like dog. There's way better things on the menu.
Yeah, no, he's like, no, I tasted the foodie before. We're good. You can go to a better restaurant. I'm cleansing the palate.
Chris in Bristol.
Hey, so I just wanted to comment on the whole emotional service animal thing. A lot of people think that they can just kind of slap a vest on their animal and take it everywhere. It kind of ruins it for people that have true disabilities that are covered by law, like a service dog.
Yeah, I agree. These people who do that, it's like parking in the handicap spot.
I pedigree.
You know? Or whatever it is now. Yeah, it's not handicap, whatever.
Yeah.
They take an animal that's untrained, and then they put a vest on it and bring it out, and you got a dog that's crapping in a store or biting somebody or running around, and it's clearly not trained for whatever they're supposed to.
They bring their kids in.
I was walking in a supermarket, and two, like, quote, emotional support animals were fighting with each other.
Right.
I don't know, but to me, if they were trained, they wouldn't be acting like that.
They weren't supporting each other, I'll tell you that much.
No, and with service animals are trained for specific tasks, and emotional support animals do not go through anywhere near the same kind of training. They're just supposed to be, you know, a replacement for like a Xanax, I guess.
Well, their presence is emotionally supportive because you love them.
Well, they get like an emotional support shoe or something because that way it's not crap in the store.
I like that. I'm getting behind you on this one. The emotional support shoe.
Yes.
Have that.
I have emotional support.
Or like a doll. Just like have a doll.
I have emotional support flops on. So.
All right.
Yes.
Your emotional support flops.
Exactly. See? Hey, little sign for each one of them.
Thank you, Chris. Good point.
Wow, look at that.
There was a headline article. I can't click the whole thing from the Hartford Courant from February of this year that lawmakers are considering making a $150 fine for people who fake these service animals.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'd still do it.
Of course you would.
Of course you would.
I'm just saying. Like,
you make out with Darby.
She's so cute.
You didn't even say, no, I don't.
She makes those eyes. She makes those eyes. You know, when I see those eyes, I go nuts.
Wow.
Yeah, apparently there's also been a problem with counterfeit dog vests, blankets, bandanas, and training credentials.
I was on the plane, and somebody walked by with one of those fake vests, and the person sitting next to me said, oh, you know how easy they... I'm just kind of saying it loud enough for the other person to hear, which was awkward. But you know how easy it is to get those vests now?
And the person said, you know how easy it is for me to crash this plane?
A dog, yes.
That was a pilot, Chaz.
Right.
A peacock, no. A mini horse, no.
But this is where we're going.
Like, there's a line.
Now we have a lady. This is a real story. A lady in St. Louis with three monkeys.
There was a girl. There was a lady.
When does this end?
There was a lady who had the emotional support hamster. At the airport, they wouldn't let her bring us, so she flushed it down the toilet.
I remember that story.
About 9 months ago.
Yeah, that woman needs to be flushed.
Yeah, she you don't flush commercial support toilet hamster down the toilet.
See, now, if this lady runs into the monkey lady, what if the monkeys start playing catch with the emotional support guinea pig.
Exactly, the hamster.
Right. They're playing monkey in the middle.
Right.
But it's like, I they're well trained, but they're monkeys, so of course monkey in the middle comes natural.
Exactly, right. And if you bring out a barrel, more fun than a barrel of monkeys. You just can't do these things. When you have a monkey, you gotta know
this
these
stuff
things.
Has to end.
It happens.
They're throwing the hamster. Somebody's emotional support falcon swoops in, eats the hamster mid-flight.
Right, but this one's emotional cat grabs it.
Or Phil gets it and beats it against the wall.
Right. Oh. Starts using it as a crayon.
Exactly, right. Must write my feelings.
Or it's like, all right, football, I'm going to punt it.
Right. It's good.
Oh, my God.
All these things, man.
When does it end? Three emotional support monkeys.
Yeah.
Three. So one wasn't enough.
Nope.
She had one. It's like
needs a friend.
Yeah.
You know, you make me feel good, but not quite there.
Yeah. No. I need a little more support.
Yeah. I need them running around hitting each other in the head with a hammer. Makes me feel good.
I want the kind of play as a cymbal. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. I need them like poking each other in the eye.
Right.
My emotional support monkey needs an emotional support monkey.
Right. That's right. Yeah. I need more support.
Yeah.
I'm very emotional.
How does she travel? Like she has a little barrel.
Yes.
And she opens this like barrel full of monkeys.
Exactly.
They all pop out.
No, they'll link arms and she pulls them out.
All right, who's sticking their hand in the trap first?
I guess I'll do it.
Yes.
You're right.
Trapper Don is here. You're here to prove that these traps are safe?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You know, this could go bad for you then if you leave here with a missing finger.
Right. I got 10 so far, so I'm leaving with 10.
If we trap them, do we have to keep them? Do we skin them? What do we do? Do we have like a Trapper Don pelt on the wall or what? Do I have a Trapper Don rug?
Okay.
What do we do with the rest
of
it? Are
we ready?
Sell it to the soup kitchen?
What are we going to try first? Is this on Chaz and AJ TV right now? Yes.
All right.
And we're recording this?
Yes, for posterity and the winners.
Ashley's making her way around. She wants to look.
Of course
come on in
come
the studio,
on, Ashley. Come on. Where are you?
Oh, okay.
Yay!
Okay.
What we have here is we have two different types of traps that are legal in Connecticut. We have the non-padded jaw, which have to be set below the surface of the water when in use. And we have the padded jaw, okay, that...
Just stick your hand in a goddamn trap.
There we go.
Oh! That was quick.
How was that?
That was...
Wait,
my
stop.
Right across my knuckles.
It's not real.
Yeah?
All of it.
Right across my knuckles.
Set it again.
There you go.
All right.
AJ, pull that one up.
Okay.
I got the 1.5 padded jaw.
All right.
How's that?
All right. Oh, my God.
Hold on. Now.
I just did it right in front of your face.
Yeah.
Now it's too fast.
Right.
Do that one, AJ.
Okay.
Here, let me reset this one.
It's not dangerous animal.
You know, you're doing it.
Is he bleeding?
I've actually stick her hand in there.
Oh, no, thank you.
I'm doing it?
Yeah, you got it.
What?
All right, what do you want me to do?
All right,
slowly, fast.
Yes, because I want the sound to come out. Like, now put the microphone closer to...
I'll just put the trap right next to you. All right.
Okay.
Are you watching all this now?
Yeah.
Swipe.
You videotaping? Yeah. Ashley, you watching?
I'm watching.
I'm watching too.
Right. You ready?
Watching.
No nothing.
Wow,
no blood, no crushing fingers.
Right.
No breaking bones.
How do we know these are the traps you really use out in the wilderness?
Because I wouldn't lie to you, number one.
Wow.
This is a Victor 1.5 coil spring.
Ah, the Victor 1.5.
Legal in Connecticut.
Right.
Okay. AJ?
Thank you.
Oh, so you taught AJ before the break.
Now, do we put a number on the side or what?
What's that?
Do we put a number on the side?
Yeah, we got to tag you now.
Exactly.
You got to tag me? Yes, sir. And Phelps do need to be tagged.
AJ's been wanting to tag you for a while.
We'll tag my Facebook.
You know, being a state-certified trapping instructor for basic trapping and coyote land trapping, these are what we use in the classes to teach and educate the people how to humanely trap and do them the right way. You know?
All right. Let's get AJ's hand in there.
There we go.
What? What's this let's crap?
Swipe, you got to watch where you're going with the camera.
Right.
Go straight in.
You're getting the counter. No one wants to see the counter. Stick a trap on Swipe's head.
Just so
I'll tell you what.
So I know, what am I doing here? What am I doing?
You're holding your hands.
I'm going to touch that thing in the middle.
It's the worst camera.
I'm going to touch the thing in the middle. Okay, ready?
No more.
Okay.
You know that did not hurt. Got broken bones? No broken bones. No,
AJ, look at the camera.
My fingers were a lot thinner than yours.
There you go.
You got more meat in your fingers, man.
Oh, my
They're
God.
They're melting. Ashley, you want to try it?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Put lips in there. No. You got rubber gloves. You could just so
Let's
you don't get dirty.
Let's take a vote. Who thinks Ashley should put her hand in a trap?
Stop it.
This is going to be a weird question, but is there anyone listening who ever got themselves stuck in a animal trap?
Caught a trap?
Caught in a trap?
I'm caught in a trap.
I can't get enough. You can't get enough. Too much, baby.
Yeah, Elvis. For a sandwich.
That's good.
Why can't you see me? That your chemist,
we should get that.
Me?
We should get that. What song is that?
It's Suspicious Minds.
Yeah, Suspicious Minds.
Right.
Yeah. Chaz and AJ in the Morning, 99.1 PLR. Trapper Don is here.
Yes.
And there was a story last week that, a possum got its jaw broken in a trap?
Yeah.
And you say, no way.
No way. Well, the possum was caught in the trap. And again, it was probably an illegal homeowner or a homeowner who had set the trap to protect
illegal.
Their garden.
Right.
Or their chickens or something. But okay. The way that possum.
So what do we got here? We got traps?
Yeah, we got traps.
Yeah. All right. So you stuck your hand in it? That does,
couple times
hurt?
Already. No. Yeah. My fingers are not crushed.
First call
nothing.
In, pick who gets the trap.
Okay.
Pick anyone you want.
Right.
First call, whoever calls in, boom.
Gets trapped.
They're getting the trap.
Right.
1-877-764-2535. I think Ashley would be great.
No, she wouldn't. She absolutely
just
would
hammer,
not.
Hit that high note.
Be great.
I trap you, Ashley. You're
Swipes on the board, too. You want to pick swipe?
Oh, swipes on the board.
Well.
All right, so first call, that's it. One vote.
Right.
All right.
Swift justice, as they call it.
Chaz and AJ.
It's Ashley.
Come on!
Wow. Look at that.
Thank you.
And
I'm
they
sick.
Rejoice.
I can't.
And it was good.
She's going to look good on my wallet.
Hallelujah. Ashley's hand. I'll be in a trap.
In a mouth trap. And a big trap. Hello.
You know I'm caught in a trap. She's so mad.
I can't walk out.
Did I go? Did AJ go? AJ's
going to
go home and work on his car.
I got all the lady fingers.
Just don't break a nail.
You lose very well, Ashley.
Yes.
You're a good sport.
I'm
You're a good
so
loser.
Mad about this.
You're a good loser.
All right. Hold on. All right.
Go ahead. It'll.
Yeah, just.
You have tiny.
Touch the middle.
Just, I know.
Just,
all
you're telling her
broken.
What to do, just right? You got to tell her what to do so she doesn't break a hand.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. And come straight down on it.
Okay.
So it goes like up here.
Like right. That? Ready?
Ow!
Ow! That's the same sound the possum made.
I love that it took a second to get from her hand to her brain.
Like a dinosaur.
Ashley just took a trap to the hand.
Yes.
I did.
Can we...
my hand.
I did.
My hand.
Can we replay that?
Ow!
I love the delayed reaction.
The pain traveled from the hand to the brain.
It entered her body and was searching for a brain, yes.
And can we slow that down?
I can.
Bye-bye.
In a sec. Here we go.
It's like you put a trap in the refrigerator.
Telling a very sick animal.
It's a new Weight Watchers thing.
Okay, I'm going to put Swipe's head in a trap. Didn't I just tell him he's going to record you doing your thing?
Yes.
Where'd he go?
No idea.
He's in here.
Yeah.
Why is he in there?
I don't know.
He's supposed to be in here recording something.
He's just supposed to help.
Yeah. We need a support. We need a support.
Are you working on the Ashley video?
Yeah, we're working on it.
But I told you that,
yeah, you're recording something else first. Then you're doing that.
We have a trap that will fit Swipe's head.
I was just saying, we can trap him and chain him to the chair. He ain't going anywhere.
I love him, but he makes me crazy. See, the silent Swipe on the radio, this is all.
This is death.
This is you.
Yes.
We're caught in a trap.
Because Swipe's head walked in.
That's right.
Well, can't you see? That's why the job is crazy.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
You're going to do what, AJ?
I'm going to do a trick that I did in front of Steve-O from Jackass. I actually made him cringe. I'm going to put my foot in a mousetrap.
Oh, boy.
Flip-flop is off.
Hang on.
Flop is
off. If you don't mind.
Right. The flop is off.
The flop is off.
Cameras are out.
Okay, cameras off. Hey, bring this microphone down.
You're not going to see this on Chaz and AJ TV. I don't think the cameras are just...
No.
It's okay.
Let me know when you guys are ready.
Okay. Nice and quiet, please.
Quiet.
Oh, got his big
get
nail.
Get his face! Swipe! Ow!
It's on his big toe!
And now?
There's a mouse trap on his big toe.
Oh. Smaller toes! Smaller toes!
What are you doing?
That one's not
bad mouse trap.
Wait, you got another mouse trap?
Yes.
He was going to do it twice.
Yeah.
Oh, and you're going to put more?
Yeah, I'm going
to try. Because your big toe wasn't enough.
That one stung, yeah. Well, what happened was when Steve-O saw it, I did the big one, and I did the smaller one. And I really like, oh, my God! When you make Steve-O.
When you can make Steve-O.
Go, oh, my
say,
God!
Oh, my God.
Like a girl.
Ow!
Exactly. So, here you go. Smaller toes in 3, 2, 1.
I heard a snap. I heard a snap.
Oh, my God. It got like the middle three
I heard
toes.
A crack. Are your bones made out of pretzel sticks?
Don't try this at home, I'm a professional.
Sounds like a very sick jungle animal.
Jesus, that's smart. Oh, my God. Wow, I didn't hurt that bad the last time.
Oh, my God, are you okay?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
You okay there?
All right, so don't use mouse traps.
No, don't do that.
On humans.
How?
Use them on mice. That's it.
Or you can use just the trap that gets them stuck or in the box. You don't have to
the traps that get them stuck, they end up eating, they'll chew their arm off.
No, they do not do that.
Question, do we have
one? They don't chew their arm off.
With the mice?
The mice? No.
You're going to get a million calls right now.
Never seen an animal do it.
Those are the worst. Those like giant like fly strips for mice that they get stuck on.
What about the
glue?
Can't
take them off of that.
The glue traps?
Excuse me.
The glue traps.
Excuse me. You have any ice?
I need some ice. I forgot you're over there with your toes in a trap.
AJ's hurting bad.
Well, let me ask AJ. What hurt worse, the mouse trap on the toes or the...
Oh, the mouse trap, big time. Yeah, that
as
thing,
opposed...
I can do that all day. The other one, this one...
With the foothold.
One,
yep.
Twice, I'm good. Thank you, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And the sad thing is they want to outlaw these.
Right.
And they want to keep the mouse traps.
Right.
Okay.
So. God damn, that stung.
We should get some senator to come down and do that.
But by the way, can we say that no one ever asked AJ to put his foot in a mouse trap?
No.
This was one of those, Trapper Don's coming, he's going to stick his hand in a trap. Right. And AJ's like, well, I'll stick my foot
in a mouse trap. I will do one better, exactly. I'm the one-upper.
He volunteered for this.
I'm the one-upper, yeah.
I was wondering what you were doing with the mouse traps. I thought you were going to have me do my finger or something.
Yeah, but... No. The finger hurts also, but the toe, 10 times worse.
10 times worse.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, they are strong little traps.
Yes. Oh, yes, they are. Had some good spring in that spring.
All right, Don, you have something coming up at Meriden Rod and Gun Club?
Yes, sir. We have the Cast and Blast coming up. It's sort of like St. Jude's, but it's smaller.
So you shoot.
You get
to use the range, you get the fish, you do all that.
Archery
you
shoot range, the fish. Plenty of food, great raffle.
Yeah, and what's the cover for that?
$10, I think it is. It's October 10th. Let me look it up real quick. I think it's October 10th. Mm. $10, and the food is phenomenal. You know?
Yeah, you guys know how to eat.
Yeah, exactly.
Or October 20th, I'm sorry.
You can have your ice over there.
October 20th.
Hamburgers, hot dogs, chili, deer
all right,
chili,
send the
chowder.
Link to Ashley. She'll put it up on WPL.com.
Okay, great.
Or she gets a trap.
Is the chili spicy?
No, not really.
Oh, you ruined my bit.
Well, get in here and stick your hand in the trap.
No, you got to use the slow one because Ashley made a good point. It does sound like an animal, like out in the jungle.
Okay.
Wait, is that a... What is that over there? Sounds like a tiger that's got its toe stuck in a trap.
Actually, I got a better one. I'm sorry, they stopped serving breakfast.
Sounds like a pregnant camel.
It's Rosie.
I didn't know I could roar like that.
Look
at you, you're good, you.
It's Ashley, Queen of the Jungle.
Yes.
All right. Trapper Don, thanks for coming in, brother. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Those videos will be up later, and I think we did one Facebook Live on WPLR, right? Okay, and that'll be up on that. Thank you, brother. Appreciate
Thank you.
It. The Cars ever play Mohegan Sun, Tom?
No, I was just thinking of that while I heard you. We probably should have over the years, but no, I don't think so. I'd have to fact check that one.
Yeah.
There you go, see?
Yeah. Phil does that for us.
You need
your own fact checker.
Yeah, first I have to say, then he finds it immediately.
It's a shame to hear. I mean, you know, as you get older, you realize, you know, certain things could happen to you. But, man, you just, you know, you want to try and live forever. But, yeah, sad news. But I got breaking news for you.
Let's hear it.
I got breaking news. This is why it's scary when you have me on the show.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Scary, though.
Hold on.
Jazz and DJ, Napoli Nissan of Milford, news.
Breaking news now coming in from Mohegan Sun. Let's go to Tom Cantone, Vice President of All Things Cool at Mohegan Sun.
Well, I'm live here in Vegas. You know, it's beautiful here. I'm pretending I'm a reporter on the ground.
That was good.
But we're just announcing an alignment and a partnership and our first venture into Las Vegas with Virgin Hotels.
Really? Nice.
Yeah, baby. I always wanted a Vegas address. I kept telling everybody here, you know, we're in the big leagues, but you got to really be in the big leagues to be in Vegas. And we're excited today. We're announcing, you know, a great partnership with Branson and their very first Virgin Hotel in Las Vegas. And we'll be running the casino part of it. It's real exciting news. I just thought I'd break it right on the show. It's breaking right now.
Wow.
Holy crap.
That's pretty breaking, man.
Yeah, you know, you get tired of breaking news because it's always negative. You know, not here. We talk about fun things, so there you go.
Tom, that's amazing.
That's huge.
I know. You know, and we're kicking the tires in Greece. I think we're looking good there. We're in South Korea. We're moving things around to get ready for groundbreaking. We're already in Canada. We're becoming a global entertainment company literally overnight. I mean, right before our eyes, it's happening. You won't even recognize Mohegan Gaming and Entertainment in 5 years. It's crazy.
That's
crazy.
Really sick.
But anyway, I thought you're the first to know.
Thank you.
I'm blown away because I didn't know that this was happening.
The magnitude.
I asked Tom to come on to like brag on himself.
Yeah.
Because he made a very prestigious list. I had no idea this was coming. This is big news. So this will be all over the place today.
Yeah. Yeah. It's breaking right now. And, you know, so there you have it, man. Wait, who's calling me? They're calling me Paul. No, Sir Paul.
Tom, I didn't even get the press release written and people are calling me now. What's going on over there in Vegas?
They want me to book them in Vegas now. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Tony Orlando just called.
Oh, look at that. He's still around.
That'll give you guys a lot of weight when you're booking right?
You know, listen to this fact, guys. Out of Connecticut here, my team has booked over 1,500 shows company-wide, all over in five states, and I tee up another 300 that we're probably going to do when we open our new theater in Canada, you know, and at Falls View there on the Ontario side, overlooking the falls. It's beautiful. And, you know, we're just one of the largest now, probably the largest producers of live entertainment in the country. And, you know, it all started here in Uncasville,
wow,
Connecticut. It's pretty crazy, right?
Gives you so much leverage.
I think it does, definitely.
Well, we're doing that. That's a good point. We're doing multiple deals. So if I do something here in Connecticut, I can tie in one or two or three other properties and make a multi-property deal.
You could say we'll give you a residency in Vegas for X amount of time.
Yeah,
but you got to play Uncasville.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so, you know, the leverage and the advantages are really cool. But it just shows, you know, how
listen to the calls and the emails right now.
Ding! It's right. Branson. Yeah. Get me Ken Tom.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm sure Connecticut's like reaching out to him in Vegas now, like, hey, you're on the air talking about this now?
Hello!
That or, hey, I'm going to be in Vegas in a week. Can you help me out?
What right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I told you this, but maybe I didn't. You know, we were the first to do a Billy Joel residency.
Right.
And, you know, and we did 10 in a row. And now, you know, he's got 100 or some so that he's doing in the Madison Square Garden. But, yeah, it's true. We can be all over the place. But, yeah, it's great news and a lot of work.
I'm going to ask you on this. So we need to recap. So Mohegan Sun's entering into a partnership with Branson, who are opening their first hotel in Vegas.
Virgin Hotel, yeah.
Virgin.
Right. Yep.
And when will this hotel be open, and how long is the deal for?
It's a multi-year deal, and I'm not sure when it's going to be open because I think they're going to shut down the existing hotel while renovations are made and things are changed. So it'll be a while. So I'll follow up with that with new info.
Gotcha.
You know, so, and yeah, it's exciting.
And I'm guessing you're going to be booking all of the entertainment at Mohegan Sun in Canada, in where was the other one?
South Korea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Vegas.
We're building a 15,000-seat arena in Vegas, you know, and it's going to be the anchor of the integrated resort there. Like $3-4 billion we're spending there,
wow.
But it's steps away from the airport, which is going to do like a 2.5-hour flight to 700 million people. It's just crazy stuff, and you know, you just pinch yourself like. The other night I was in New York. I mean, like, this stuff's happening in real time. You know, you don't even have a chance to enjoy it because you're living it.
Yeah.
So, and someday when you look back, you're going to go, wow, that was really historic. Or that
yeah,
was
that's
really,
right.
really
yeah.
cool. But
yeah.
It's like you're in the game. You hit a home run, you're rounding the bases. It doesn't really hit you until after the game. You know what I mean? It's really cool.
Yeah.
And that, I wanted to talk to you about this list that you made.
Well, I'm glad I'm not on the extinction list. That's first and foremost.
That's always a good sign, yeah.
I mean, if you live long enough, you know, someone's going to give you a trophy. And it was really quite a surprise to be listed in the top 50 people in the country in entertainment. And, you know, I was surprised when I got the notice and I went, wow, I've never made a list before. And
right.
I've always seen other people on lists and, you know, you got the top 100 and you got the top 50 and sports and all that stuff. But, you know, it was really an honor, but I only wish I could have walked into the room, which is scary. To walk into this reception, I thought I was going to see Rod Sterling in the corner, you know, doing that. You know, you're moving into a place of both shadow and substance.
You just crossed over
the Twilight Zone because I'm looking at all these important people and I'm thinking, why am I here? You know, my wife and I looked at each other and like, wow. But I wish I could have had like 400 of my team with me because I accepted it only because I'm one of them, and you know this is a team effort here. But somehow, I get to accept it, and I did on their behalf. So,
what you did for us,
yeah.
for help our military heroes and the folks who bid very high at the Veterans Gala, and the time that you took while you had a show, a production going on, and brought us backstage and took us on the tour and made those people feel part of the family. This is why you're on that list.
Exactly.
Well, this is why I feel that I'm...
I mean, not that occurrence. That occurrence didn't get you on the list. But the person who would do something like that, that's,
right.
those are the people who end up on the
list. These kind of things.
Right.
These kinds of things.
These are genuine article.
Yes.
Well, you know, if you're raised right, you know, my mom and dad did a decent job. We were raised with core values and appreciation, you know, and the reason why we're here. You know, if you live your life the way you want to be remembered, you just discover the secret of life. You know, there's a reason why we're here, and it's not about us. It's to help somebody else and to leave this planet a better place than we got it. And if we can just get that right, the next generations will be smiling at us, you know, instead of arguing like we argue every day. It's my privilege to show people who have sacrificed way more than I will ever, you know, happiness. And for that moment, if I can give them happiness and fun, you know, mission accomplished. I mean, they sacrificed enough
you know, for me to be in their space. And so that's why, you know, I always say, you know, listen, we don't sell tickets, we sell memories.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was my honor to be part of that. So thank you for getting me involved, actually. So,
well, really congratulations cool. on that, being on that list. You absolutely deserve to be there. Congratulations on this new breaking news coming out of Vegas now.
Yes.
There you go, man. Breaking news.
Breaking news. There you go. I'll let you get to your calls and your texts and your emails.
You
thank you,
day.
My brother. Congratulations.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
All right. See Tom you. Cantone, Executive Vice President of Everything Cool at Mohegan Sun. Wow. Threw us a curveball there, announcing that Mohegan Sun entering into a deal with Virgin Hotels, and they'll now be in Vegas.
Vegas, man.
Wowie.
He's awesome. Like, his attitude and, like, perspective on life
good
is
dude,
just, like,
yeah.
awesome.
Well,
and this is who he is. He's not like, let me do this on the phone,
yeah,
and then
no.
when I get off the phone, let me be who I am.
Yeah.
He's a dream maker. He's
yeah.
a guy's like, what's your dream? What do you want to do? We're going to make it happen.
Exactly.
Yeah. I love that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
awesome.
He's great people.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.